Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Dave Myers. He served in the San Diego Sheriff's Department for 33 years as a deputy first and later a commander, managing 24 patrol stations and 1,500 employees before his recent retirement. He ran against Sheriff Bill Gore in the June primary with endorsement from the Democratic Party, and now he's running for La Mesa City Council in La Mesa, where he's lived for the last 25 years. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi, Miriam. Thanks very much for having me today.
It's a pleasure to have you back, Dave. So tell us, why did you decide to run for the La Mesa City Council?
Sure. As a 25-year resident of the city of La Mesa and my recent retirement after many decades in the sheriff's department, I felt that I still had some service to give back, some government service to give back. And I think I have a lot to add when it comes to the city of La Mesa and the governance of the city.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you'd be able to put in full time on this if you retired.
So I am retired now. So yes, full time being in the community and talking to people door to door.
Very good. How has your experience in law enforcement prepared you to serve on a city council?
Now, very good question. So what I see the number one priority in the La Mesa from the residents, and I've already heard from them, is public safety. And I think what I could bring is over three decades of experience from working in the trenches up to a command position, overseeing a budget, establishing priorities, and actually looking at public safety from the perspective of housing, from the perspective of whether it's the need for libraries or downtown business development. My over three decades of public service, I think I want to put to use when it comes to public safety in La Mesa and how that can weave into housing, affordable housing, the homeless issue, public safety surrounding what it means to have a library in downtown La Mesa. And so I see that as a benefit.
Very good. How would you address crime and reduce the crime rate in La Mesa?
So, very good question. I have a proven track record as a commander in charge of all the stations in the county of San Diego and how we reduce crime. And it's being smart on crime. There's a false narrative out there about we have to be tough on crime, we have to be soft on crime. I think what's missing is a conversation around being smart on crime. And I could bring that conversation to La Mesa.
Can you give us an example of being smart on crime?
Absolutely. So right now, what I've seen in La Mesa is I see a homeless issue that affects the library, a homeless issue that affects housing. Yet in the city of La Mesa, there are no direct services. The services for homeless are either in El Cajon or in downtown San Diego.
Right. There's no shelter here, for example.
There's no shelter in La Mesa. There's not even a facility to transition to housing, transition to, whether it's a bridge shelters, job training programs.
Are those things that you think are needed here? And do we have the budget for those?
I think those things are very much needed here. And I think the city of La Mesa has to budget for it. And in doing so, saves money at the other end when it comes to public safety, when it comes to using police services to continuously cite or arrest individuals simply because they're homeless, criminalizing it, spending public resources doing that instead of actually looking at incidents of crime like what happened at my house not too long ago.
Oh, you were a victim of a crime yourself.
At midday, during the day. So our garage is set back up a hill off the street. Garage was open for no longer than 2 to 3 hours. My partner was still home inside the house. We had a car in the driveway. Somebody walks up into the driveway and steals 3 triathlon bikes out of our garage.
Oh, very brazen. Yeah, it's definitely a problem. It sounds like you've got some ideas for addressing that. Housing is another issue that has been prominent in La Mesa recently. How would you balance the demand for more housing, especially more affordable housing, and I might add state mandates for that, versus those who are concerned about preserving the quality of neighborhoods, parking issues, you know, height requirements, some of these other things.
Absolutely. And in downtown La Mesa, I've seen there are buildings down there, residential developments. Downtown La Mesa, there's an apartment complex, and I was there the other day, and it looked like it was 8 to 9 stories tall. Across from, I'd say, behind the Vons, right next to Mesa Boulevard.
Now, is that something, do you think that we need more things that height? Are there areas where height limits, you know, should be lower, maybe near a historic district, for example?
Sure. So let me give you an example. So right now I've noticed that MTS has some, what I've seen to be underutilized parking lots around some of the facilities. If we were to do some development, 5-6-story developments over the parking lots, not eliminating the parking lots, but doing underground parking lots.
You're talking like down by Spring Street there where there's a trolley station?
Down by Spring Street, yes. And the example I use is another trolley stop, which is down along Fletcher Parkway.
Yeah.
Where you have development above and actually trolley parking underneath the facilities.
Makes sense.
You also have restaurant parking under the facilities where we could build density around public transportation. So the conversation about, well, we have to have so many parking stalls per unit, we don't. And especially in a corridor where it's near, let's say, San Diego State, where students could live there and simply hop on the trolley and get to school.
Yeah, that seems like it makes more sense instead of sticking it in the middle of a residential neighborhood someplace where it's not near transit.
Well, and I also use the example of University Avenue between 70th and, let's say, Park Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking that 2 days ago. I've noticed that there's at least 17 vacant, dilapidated industrial buildings there. And if we were to do 2 or 3-story residential above with industrial restaurants, shops below, that would make total sense in that type of a neighborhood where we could bring housing, where we could talk about where do we house our aged out youth from foster? Where do we house veterans? And create true affordable housing in a city where right now the affordable housing stock in La Mesa is 2% of what's available.
Yeah, very, very serious problem there. Let's talk about the future of the La Mesa downtown village, which has had a lot of revitalization in the last couple of years, the downtown streetscape project. It's also had some controversy. Some of the merchants have, you know, had mixed feelings about the farmers market coming in on a Friday night, the future of Oktoberfest, who should pay for it. What are your views on those issues?
You know, and that's where the conversation of the elected officials has to be with the people that are most affected by it. You have to sit down and have a conversation with the business owners. You have to sit down and have a conversation with those that frequent these venues. And I see that if the downtown wants to continue to thrive and survive, then those conversations have to be the number one priority, including additional highlights that bring visitors to downtown La Mesa. If that downtown is reliant upon vehicle traffic, then we have to understand what that means and how to get people there. But when we have a public transportation, a bus and trolley, which is right there in downtown La Mesa, how can we better utilize that to get visitors in, create opportunity?
What about the La Mesa Library? You alluded to that. For listeners that may not be familiar, some years ago when the current library was built, it was really supposed to be just an interim facility while they were shuffling around building other new public buildings, and there was supposed to be a much larger, nicer, modernized facility built, and that never happened. What are your views on that?
The way I see it, I grew up frequenting a library, the Benjamin Library in Alley Gardens. A library, I think, defines a community and its values.
Yeah.
And right now, my many, many visits to the current library, it's too small. All of the internet stations have been occupied every time I've been in there. The small desks that surround the bookshelves on the outer part of the library on the inside have all been utilized. The kids' area, there are kids in there all the time. So the library is being used. So we need to build a library to expectations. And when we don't do that, then we get what we see here. But when we don't address the homelessness issue and they see that as a location where they can go and use facilities, then we have an incident where even like in downtown San Diego where there's no restrooms.
Right.
And there was a scare of hepatitis and all the individuals inside the library had to get hepatitis shots. And
yeah,
it
becomes a public health crisis.
It becomes a public health crisis. And we can't address issues and needs in a city in a silo. We have to look at the broader perspective of homelessness issue, housing, needs of a library, a thriving, surviving downtown district.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I would like to ask your views on marijuana, both recreational and medicinal. Obviously, La Mesa voters a few years ago passed an initiative to legalize medical marijuana. The first of those dispensaries are going through the approval process now. The city is being sued because of a controversy over the siting of one of them. And in addition, I understand there's a movement afoot to possibly legalize recreational marijuana in La Mesa. What are your views on these things?
Sure. So the Measure U and any other measure that comes forward for medicinal recreation regulation in the city of La Mesa is simply put forward to regulate it right now, because in California it is legal, both recreation and medicinal, but it needs to be regulated, and the measures...
Yeah. Well, in each city, the state did give each city and jurisdiction the right to decide on its own while you're allowed to, you know, to smoke it at home or have six plants.
Right.
Selling it or growing it commercially are things that cities are allowed to regulate and either choose to allow it or not allow it.
Correct. And, you know, from my many, many decades in law enforcement, and I talked about this during the sheriff's race, mm-hmm. which is it's been voted on. There's a demand. We have to respect the voters and we have to create safe access, because governmental entities that do not create safe access, both for recreation and medicinal, are actually contributing to increase crime rates and creating fear in communities, because then what occurs, because there's a demand, is you get these illegal dispensaries that pop up that are not regulated, that do not create safe access or a safe product for the end users.
So in your experience at the Sheriff's Department, how did these illegal operations that, you know, I think we all know can sell dangerous products that's shady, how does that compare to places where they have chosen to legalize it and put in legal regulated dispensaries, either medicinal or recreational?
So, I mean, it's a contrast in community safety. You have a community that has recognized the needs, has recognized the demand, and creates that safe access and realizes that revenue. And then you have communities that don't. And in the ones that don't, you see a demand for increased services to the illegal pop-up dispensaries, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal activities that take place in there that may have nothing to do with cannabis, where they may sell other illegal drugs. And so it's a complete contrast in what the expectations of a governmental agency from the citizens should be doing, which is to create that safe access.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and what I see occurring in La Mesa is, quite frankly, a dragging of their feet. Again, wasting governmental resources, fighting a lawsuit, and without Measure U, without measure, any other measure for medicinal or recreation, the city can actually create safe access now as a council.
That's true. They could if they choose to. Would you impose certain limits on where marijuana dispensaries could be situated within the city if it were to be legalized by the council or by an initiative?
Oh, absolutely. Just like any other business, whether it's a auto wrecking yard or whether it's an auto repair shop or whether it's a liquor store, there's certain parts of neighborhoods, industrial areas, residential areas where you wouldn't want these businesses. The neighbors wouldn't want these businesses. I wouldn't want them around schools, churches, parks. But there's plenty of other areas. And I spoke about 17 vacant buildings along University Avenue.
There you go.
Which would be a perfect place.
Okay. Dave, who are some of your key endorsers so far?
So San Diego County Democratic Party has endorsed our race. We're endorsed by the La Mesa Foothills Democratic Club and Colin Parent, who is the current city council member in La Mesa.
You mentioned before we went on the air that you also had some ideas on improving infrastructure in La Mesa. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I've been on a due diligence walk in the business districts in La Mesa. And the other day I encountered a member of the community, a senior member of the community, probably a woman in her 80s, living in a senior community in La Mesa. And part of the street she was walking on from the grocery store with her hands full of grocery had sidewalks and the other half did not. So she was literally forced to walk in the street.
Very dangerous.
So walking in the street, it's trash day, so the trash cans are out, and now she's forced to walk farther into the street. A car approaches. She has to actually stop her movement, move in behind trash cans to safely move forward. And so to really take a look at the infrastructure within La Mesa, there's some neighborhoods that I would not advocate to have sidewalks, but there are some neighborhoods around schools, parks, senior communities, senior centers, where we need to prioritize the infrastructure, and I say sidewalks.
Okay, thank you. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we are speaking with Dave Myers, who is a retired sheriff commander running for the La Mesa City Council. Dave, what else would you like our listeners to know about your candidacy?
What I want the listeners to know is that I bring true accountability and transparency in governmental action. And it's not just words from Dave Myers. It's actually over 3.5 decades of proven governmental service, of working across party lines, of ensuring public safety, solution-driven, where we put the voice of the people first, as opposed to what we're seeing now in some local governments.
And how can people get more information about you and your candidacy?
You know, please visit my website at daveforlamesa.com. That's www.daveforlamesa.com.
Dave, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you for having me.